Well, hello and good afternoon to all of us and to all of you. Alejandro Tornato coming directly from today is beautiful but rainy here in Beaufort, Georgia. But I would like to welcome you to another Carpe Diem with Alejandro and Bob. And today we are going to be discussing another incredible and interesting topic. And I know that Bob cannot wait to be grabbed and pushed into the broadcasting room. So let me just go ahead and do that. And intentional, Bob, you are on the air with me. So how are you doing today? How are things in Bermuda, my friend? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was checking my social media because I was looking to see who has just recently put some comments down, and I see that Barbara is about to launch something. Oh, and my cousin Deborah is showing her new grandchildren. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a guy I went to college with. We were in the military together.
Hello. This is me. I'm here. What are you doing?
No, look, I'm afraid of missing out on things, and I was just checking some things here because I'm trying to figure out why they're busy doing things and I'm not there with them. Why didn't they invite me?
Ah, now I am getting the thrift of this. I thought that you were joking with me.
Don't joke around.
Just for all of you, I mean, who are tuning in to this lively moment of Carpe Diem with us. What Bob was illustrating is because he's always about storytelling and illustrations and things of that nature. And what he was illustrating in a very powerful way, I must say, is the topic that we are sharing with you today. And it is the topic of FOMO, F-O-M-O. And this is a great acronym that stands for the fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. And I can tell you right off the bat that we have a lot to talk about, this fear of missing out. Bob, I want to share with you something. That when we covered these topics, such as the one today, and perhaps even the one that we covered maybe a few weeks, episodes ago, about the purple cow, about being a purple cow, if you remember that. Well, all this, or even fixing a window in your house, I remember that as well.
It's too late.
That's right, before it's done. So all these topics and all these subjects, they have, I'm not going to say that they have forced me, because it's not forcing me to do it, but it put in me the curiosity to go and to do some research and to do some exploration and investigating about what is behind in this particular case, what is behind FOMO? Where did FOMO come into the picture of everyday people? And it's very strange, because it's like you said, some people are so afraid of missing out on opportunities. And I tell you one thing. And I give you the platform, I mean, for you, But, you know, I truly believe that there are so many people that are so concentrated and paying so much attention into other people's opportunities that they are letting opportunities pass them by, because their minds is about, hey, I am missing on all of these other opportunities that all these people are having. How is it possible? And they are missing on the opportunities that are coming straight at them. And they're blind to those opportunities because they're looking at somebody else's. And that is, in my opinion, that's not a very good place to be.
Well, you must have been blinded just now, because suddenly your light went down. Oh my gosh, there must be so many things coming at you and you're not sure. But, you know, we do this unplugged. And for the sake of the guys, the audience that's watching this, we do not discuss in ahead of time any research that we did. But I was afraid that you were going to out-research me, that I had to go and do some research on this topic. And you know what? I've got to tell you, there's more to FOMO than meets the eye. Oh my gosh, FOMO. No wonder it's a four-letter word. Oh my gosh.
It seems that all four-letter words bring the best out of some people.
They really blossom at times, I can tell you. But you know, I'm going to actually take credit for this. Because even though FOMO was officially discovered at the end of the 1900s, as we were going into, at the end of the 1999s, as we were going into the 2000s, oh my gosh, the 1900s, that's a long time ago. I'm going to take credit for inventing FOMO, because I grew up with FOMO. I was that introverted child wondering why everybody else got to do everything else and I didn't have, and I wasn't invited, and oh my gosh, so I might as well just go sit in front of my TV set and learn with my 13 channels, click, 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 so I wouldn't miss out on that information. In many ways, that was not a bad thing. But oh my gosh, FOMO is so, so powerful. In fact, I'm going to look at a couple of things here. Something about a pervasive apprehension. Ah, I'm glad I'm not driving right now, because I might have to, you know, some people are texting while they're driving because they're so embedded in FOMO. But FOMO is characterized, first of all, it's an anxiety, a social anxiety, characterized by a desire to stay continually connected with what others are, what everything that they're doing. I mean, there are so many things out there in the netherworld of space that people are doing, and we must think that we need to be involved in all of it. And I'm just going to open with that. I'm going to give it back to you for a little bit of that mo of the FOMO.
I tell you one thing. You know, I mean, when I got a little bit more into this FOMO stuff, then FOMO is it's a pang of envy. I mean, I think that when mm-hmm. you translate, I mean, FOMO, and you go down into the roots of what FOMO is, and some people say, oh, yes, I mean, why haven't I been invited? I mean, the people are having fun, and I'm being left out, and what's happening? But, you know, when you go down into the root, what's happening is that some people, they are so envious about what others are doing. And their thinking is, why on earth are they having fun, and I'm not.
Perceived fun.
Sometimes perceived fun, yes. Or why are they having success doing that, and I'm not?
Perceived success.
That's right. But listen, I think that we cannot be, we are just a one human being, and we cannot be everywhere at the same time. So, of course, there are other people, even other people in other parts of the world that are doing things, and they are prospering, and they're having fun, whether perceived or real fun, and they're doing things, and they're acting on things. It's impossible that you have to partake of everything, everywhere, at all times. That's an impossibility, Bob.
My friends are climbing Mount Everest next week. Why didn't they invite me? But you know, I'm going to throw a couple of things at you here. I'm going to throw it because we're unplugged, so you have no idea what's coming. So we've got jealousy being thrown into that, okay? Yeah. And the definition of man is that man is a social animal. We're at the top of the food chain. I dare say that I don't think there's any other species of anything else on this planet that has envy and jealousy attached. I don't think there are mammals. I like the purple cow. Well, maybe the purple cow might have some envy and jealousy, but not the brown cows. Not the black and white cows.
Yeah.
So there we have envy and jealousy because the fact that man is a social animal. And I'm going to put this out there, and I certainly don't want people to, oh, my God, Bob is so far off base. But how possible would it be for some of these things that are happening in the classrooms when people walk into schools with weapons or shopping malls and are just doing those naughty things that they do, hurting other people? Because they feel like they've been left out of something. Even perceived bullying can be FOMO.
Well, I think that envy and I think that jealousy is one part of this FOMO thing, okay? The fear of missing out and wanting to be always invited and always being part of everybody else's things. But you know, the other thing that is equally or even more important, I think that they're equally important, is that the people who perhaps are envious or they're jealous or they experience this FOMO, this fear, you know why they do it, Bob? Is because they themselves feel so insecure, so insecure, and they have a feeling of complete inadequacy in who they are, and they feel so small because, hey, everybody else is having fun, so everybody else is very, very tall, and they're important, and I am not part of that, so I must be very small and insignificant and out of the question. Well, let me tell you, that is a spirit of self-doubting yourself, a complete spirit of insecurity in who you are. Listen, if you know who you are, I don't care if the president invited your sister, but if you know who you are, that's what matters, and that gives.
Well,
I've got a lot
of fear of missing out here because you're moving around so much, trying to not be insecure, that you have totally gone into the twilight zone again with this broadcast. So I need you to just hang on a second.
Okay.
I've got a question for you. I've got a question for you. Do you remember when I got you to climb that thing that you didn't want to climb?
Yes. The big pole, I mean, that I have to climb to the top of it. Yes, I do remember. That's something that I will never forget.
And you had some FOMO that day, which you didn't verbally announce. You That's had right. it inside of you. And there's actually more to it. There's something here called a self-determination theory that ties in with that. That this FOMO thing helps us because we've got a self-determination. And one of the biggest, if not the biggest offenders of FOMO is that Facebook thing.
Is what? Oh, okay.
Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook. The biggest, number one offender of FOMO. And yet, we know we need to stay away. But we're drawn back. We know we need to stay away, but we're pulled back.
You know, because I think that well, Facebook, and I think that social media, I mean, as a whole, I think that, and I'm not by any stretch of the imagination, I'm not diminishing the importance of social media and connecting with the whole world through the power of technology. I think that this is a great thing that we have. But I think that for some people, this is providing them a reason for comparison. I mean, and I look at other people's feeds, or I'm looking at what other people are doing, and I'm looking and what other people are interacting with, and I'm comparing myself to everybody else. And when I compared and I bring those two things, then in my mind, it says, my goodness, they are better than me. And that is what I think is also fueling that FOMO thing, is because we are always in a state of comparing ourselves with everybody else. And I say it, and I am not afraid of saying it aloud. Let's stop the comparison game. Let's stop the comparison game. You have been created unique, and I have been created unique. I don't have to compare myself to you, and you don't have to compare yourself to anybody else. Let's be who we are, and let's be comfortable with who we are, because we are. I heard it many times, and that is something that when I hear it, it doesn't resonate with me. When people say, but I am good enough, or you are good enough. No. I think that that's totally wrong, in my own opinion. You are not good enough. You are excellent. It's not good enough. I mean, it's not the enough. I mean, that enough doesn't resonate with me. You are more than enough, much more than enough. So stop comparing yourself with others.
I have a hard time with myself comparing myself to me, okay? Because that's not easy. The people that are the most affected by FOMO right now are the millennials. But I'm going to take this in another direction, because this too has a major impact. Do you realize that FOMO can help cause you to be bankrupt, to be broke, We're inundated each and every day with, because we, you know, do you want to be on the mailing list? Click. Do you want to be on the mailing list? Click. Do you want to be on the mailing list? Click. Oh, you just went shopping? We've got your email address. We got that without you even realizing it. Oh, here's an email advertising. Oh, and we've got this program coming up. We know you're going to be interested. You can get involved for $97 today. Oh, but there's five more payments to go with that. Now, right after that, we know you're going to want to have it. And oh, by the way, in the email, webinars, videos, all sorts. And before you know it, you've inadvertently, because you don't want to be left out, are clicking on all these things, and you're just watching the cash register, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And of course, we don't deal in cash anymore. We've got PayPal, we've got credit cards, and where did the money go? But let me turn that around as well, because here we are in a situation where we have been compelled to change the way we do things. What is it? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change?
That's correct.
And so we're in a new situation where people are starting their online businesses because, again, they don't want to be left out. But they're realizing they, too, can tap into the FOMO of everybody else. And instead of the going out, it's the coming in. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes, it's I think that we have to look at it, and rather than lead your life depending on how everybody else is doing, just concentrate on what you want to do and what what impact do you want to cause in the world? I mean, what is a skill that you can put into work in order to make a difference in other people's lives, or perhaps even in your own life? I mean, what can you do? I mean, what thing? As a matter of fact, I mean, today I was looking. And there's a lady who started reading, now that everybody's at home and everybody's still on lockdown mode. I mean, she starts to read stories to children. And she just goes on Facebook and reads stories and so forth. So what are things, rather than you having the feeling that you are missing out, why don't you start thinking that you can, rather than wasting all that time thinking that you're missing out, why don't you start putting all that creative power into doing something that is going to make a contribution? As opposed to you thinking that you're missing out, start making a contribution. And I think that that can reverse things for some people. What do you think?
Well, I've got another four-letter word for you.
Oh, YOLO. Oh, well, be careful.
You only live once. And interestingly enough, as soon as we get done with this, I've got to rush off because I've got to go check what's the past half hour that I've been with you and what's been going on out there. Oh.
What have you been missing out, Bob? You see, can you imagine the things that all the different events and the different Facebook lives that you have been missing out? I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, would there be enough hours in the day today to catch up with the things that you missed?
It's like getting sucked into a black hole.
And then,
there are people in time zones behind me that seem to already be ahead of me that I went and said, oh my gosh, he's doing a Facebook Live now and I'm just getting up. But he, wait a minute, he shouldn't even be up yet. He's 2 hours distant. I can't win.
No, I think that the world is in a constant state of change, and as a matter of fact, I mean, this morning I was thinking, because I am following a 21 kind of a meditation a program. The task, I mean, for this morning was to read a parable and then to make some comments. You know what happens is everybody talks about the normal, the new normal, the old normal, this normal or that normal. And as I was reflecting and thinking, you know what the only normal that has ever existed and will ever exist in the future for all eternity is this normal. And the normal is that the world that we live in has always been in a constant state of change and transformation. And it will always be in a constant state of change and transformation. And so that, to me, is the only normal that there always will be. There is no other normal. So what do you think?
I'm going to mention here that, and this will be a topic we'll chat about next time, because I have a feeling that you're missing out on some things, because we were discussing your diet a couple of days ago, and you were telling me of some things that you had changed in your life, and I quite frankly, I think you're missing out on some stuff. Me, I'm looking forward to going to Wendy's, even though they're short on beef right now. But as I say, that's a topic for another day. I'm going to, because we need to close out now, I'm going to put a call to action out there, which is not a FOMO, but I want everybody to be on the lookout, because we will be very shortly launching a program that you are not going to want to miss. Oh my gosh, you're not going to want to miss it. You're going to want to be part of it, but no FOMO.
That's right. And I do agree with what you said, because of course, as I'm part of that program and I know what the program is all about and it entails, and the power that this program is going to have in changing some of the beliefs that you may have, that people may have, and by changing those beliefs, you're going to see, I mean, how your life is going to be. There's going to be a change, and is going to be a very welcoming and a very good change in your life. Believe me when I say that. So stay plugged in, stay tuned, because that information will be coming shortly. Okay. And with those last words from you, Bob, I just want to thank you so very much. I mean, for another great time of great insights into topics and subjects that are not rocket science, but they're common sense. But as I heard it so many times, common sense is not in a very high demand, isn't it? Common sense is not very common these days. And so we need a dose of common sense on a regular basis, okay? So thank you so very much. Have a great rest of the day. And as I always close by saying to you, to live every moment. Listen, it's not FOMO, but just live every single moment. Don't let opportunities go by you, okay? And so be kind, be passionate, and be well. Take care, Bob. Thank you.
YOLO, baby. YOLO. Carpe diem.